In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior. Dear friends, in the Bible, the true Christian church is presented as a plan designed in heaven and realized in human history. It is not a human idea. The true Christian church is different from all human structures, societies, clubs, or organizations, from all ethnic groups and all social classes of the human race. The church is established as a spiritual body made up of all those who truly belong to Christ, the new Adam. It is a new Adamic race, a new humanity composed of those who are attached to the new Adam. This spiritual body is set apart from the rest of humanity, which is characterized by rebellion against the true living God. Instead, believers in Christ have a new spiritual identity. We read in the fourth chapter of the Apostle Paul's letter to the believers in the ancient city of Ephesus, "Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." So, friends, members of the new humanity enjoy a new life. Christ raises them from their deadness in trespasses and sins. They belong to him as the new Adam, recreated and delivered from confusion, ignorance, lostness, and darkness, and from enmity to God. Through Christ, they have a new mindset, new hearts, which are focused on him. They have new thought patterns and a new understanding. They are called to a new world and life view, which directs them away from the depraved desires and lusts and selfish living. The apostle wrote to Christ's followers, "That is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." Friends, the very existence of the Christian church as the new humanity assumes that it is rooted in Christ himself. True followers of Christ are enrolled in the school of abiding truth in the new life he gives them. They are taught in him, and he is the way, truth, and life for all those who belong to him. He is their master and teacher. They hear his voice in his word and follow his ways. He liberates them from their past enslavement to the natural human depravity, from false lives and darkened thinking. being identified as Christians, Christ's followers are connected to Him as the one who delivers them from their past identity as the descendants of the fallen, rebellious, and corrupted old Adam. They put off their old self, which belongs to their former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. Friends, one cannot put on new and clean clothing over dirty, worn-out old clothing. Old, dirty, and worn-out clothing continues to deteriorate. The new clean clothing and the filthy, old, dirty ones cannot be merged. Keeping the old and corrupt one and covering it with the new is deceptive. New, pure, and holy life in Christ cannot coexist with the old corrupt life. One overcomes the other. In Christ, the new overcomes the old. The old must be pulled out and replaced by the new. Christ, as the new Adam, overthrows the old life of His followers. Their identity, inherited from the old Adam, is replaced by the identity of belonging to Him. They are to put off their old self, which belongs to their former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. Friends, being truly and genuinely Christian is not a mere name. It is not a mere verbal confession. Those who truly identify themselves as Christians are to be renewed in the spirit of their minds and put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Those who belong to Christ are shaped after Him as the new Adamic race. Christ is their head. Their growth and development are totally connected to their relationship to Him as their head. He is the one who provides them, by His Word and Spirit, with spiritual nourishment, guidance, and protection. As the new humanity, they are guided by their gracious head, the new Adam, the light of the world, who rebukes and destroys the kingdom of darkness. Those who receive new life reflect His light and His self-giving love. This is what Christ does. When we are in Christ, we have a different mentality, different affections, different desires, different priorities and longings, different patterns of life. The more we are connected to Christ, the more we are shaped after Him in His holiness and self-giving love. Hallelujah.